Bill 5540, and I'm going to turn it over to Legislative Fiscal, Darren Hill. Actually, before that, Senator Devlin, did you have some comments that you wanted to make, or did you want to...
Yeah, I could make them now, Mr. Chairman, if that's okay. Some members of the committee and the chair know that I've taken a little bit of interest in looking a little bit beyond our discussions here about the TSPCC, and I plan to actually continue that interest in a positive way. I would tell you that I had a chance to tour the facility for TSPCC. I do actually believe that they're doing everything reasonably possible, given their resources at the current time, to improve their phone and email response, and I'm hopeful that some of the things in this budget can actually help them do better. I was impressed. They actually have developed a new license form, which I think actually will help them somewhat with the relations with teachers, since it won't look so much like a lift ticket for skiing. They're actually doing something that's pretty impressive. We did have some discussion about the correspondence that the TSPCC uses, and I think that Ms. Chamberlain is working to improve that, given sort of the professional nature of the licensees that it has. I would actually invite any member of the committee, as long as Ms. Chamberlain says it's okay, to come down and tour their facilities, because even though we are approving these additional positions in this budget, which I think is a very good idea, I wonder where they're going to be physically, because if you go down and you actually see this facility, you will see that many of the employees have such limited space to actually move, and the limited cubicles that they have, they're some of the smallest cubicles that I've actually seen in state government. And there might be some real questions about long-term space needs for the agency.
Senator Devlin?
Yes.
I'm going to do something really quickly here. I'm going to close the public hearing, and I'm going to open the work session.
Okay, and this is still continuing.
And I would, could you continue, please?
One of the items that they have, and maybe the staffing will help with this, but a hard one that they have to deal with is the spikes in terms of number of requests for licensure that they get at sometimes that they can't really even overcome the delays that occur because of that, and I'm hoping that they can look for some more creative ways in that. And the last item I would want to note, and this is something I think Ms. Chamberlain and I talked about, but she didn't suggest that they were going to do anything to change it. They have some unbelievable retention requirements in terms of retaining records for teachers. In fact, I think some of the records, even though they're on microfiche now, Ms. Chamberlain, I don't know if the chair would be indulgent enough for you to respond to this, but if you maybe just would say that my memory is right, you're required on microfiche to retain some of these records for 100 years.
I just found it out the other day.
Yeah.
For the record, since I didn't introduce myself yesterday, my apologies. Vicki Chamberlain, Director of Teacher Standards and Praxis Commission. Chair Galizio, Senator Devlin, yes, we are. Actually, it's interesting. I alluded to it yesterday. We're required to keep our records 100 years, which requires that we take our PDF files down to a company and have them microfilmed, and we still have to preserve them on microfilm even if we aren't categorizing them in the old way. And interestingly, apparently, if your record retention was 99 years, they would allow you to preserve it on a CD. And so... I don't understand that reasoning, and you're correct. I hadn't invested any time in attempting to get that changed with the Secretary of State. It's so much easier for us to do the record retention now. But it is an extra cost for us, actually, to have to send our PDF files up to Portland to be filmed and then get the tapes back and store the tapes. That's correct.
Mr. Chairman, I just thought it was worthwhile that they might explore whether or not they want to modify some of their retention requirements, because some of them seem a little extreme.
I think that's probably an accurate statement. The 99 year in the CD sounds good. you get a free 8-track tape with that. So it's quite a deal.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Senator Morse whispered to me we must have a bill with a relating clause in my committee to take care of that. I hope I haven't passed out all the Secretary of State's bills. But I agree, that's pretty stupid. And I think we can fix that. And that is, putting it on a CD is nothing. You just click a button and it happens. But sending it out for the PDF so we can lower her costs that way. And I agree, this department does a great job of saving money and doing innovative things. And Senator Devlin, when he was talking about the space requirements, I was reading through this yesterday, and I read that they have less space per staff person than other agencies. And I thought, now why would they write that in here? Well, now I know.
Less space is probably being generous than they have.
It's cozy.
This is, you'd have to see photos or tour it to see just how cramped they are.
Representative Morgan.
Well, while we're waxing nostalgic here, when I chaired this committee in the 03 session and heard the budget for the commission, considering the improvements in the processes that had been made from the time, from the state that you were in back then to where you are now, it's amazing progress, and I really have a great deal of admiration for the leadership that you brought to the agency. I remember dealing with your customers having to wait days to be able to work their way through to be able to actually talk to a person, and the extreme frustration of that. And so seeing how you just brought that process into a huge level of efficiency is very gratifying, and I know that the regular community that you are over must have a great appreciation for the increase in service that they've experienced.
It's better.
Thank you, Representative Morgan. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am again heartened by the success of this agency. I hadn't paid any attention to the amount of space you have, but given the fact that this is so far the only federal or state agency that I've come in contact with that has gone almost total and completely electronic, I am convinced now that the solution to solving the problems for the rest of the state agencies is to reduce significantly the size of the space they occupy so that we can put them into a situation of bringing them into the 21st century.
That's a pretty good idea.
Well, I'm looking for money all over the place in the general government, so this is very enlightening for me. And I wish to thank Ms. Chamberlain for bringing this bit of information and my commendation to the agency for the success they've had. And I'm sorry, I don't know what their gigs are like, but if that's the answer to getting out of the dark ages, then...
Thank you, Representative Jensen. Ms. Chamberlain?
Chair Galizio, Representative Jensen, in committee, I think that, interestingly, we don't feel cramped, and I never even truthfully gave it a thought until Senator Devlin came through there, and we don't go through a lot of agencies, but the communication in my office is stupendous, and it actually is at the heart of why we've been able to improve our service. And as we look at considering possibly moving, it concerns me about getting too spread out and getting separated, interestingly, with 20 people, and so there may be some value in that coziness. So.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Chamberlain. Okay, now I'm going to turn it over to Darren Hill, who's going to go over the policy package recommendations. We're going to, I think, go over all of them and then vote on them as one block, as a whole. So, Mr. Hill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, this agency has actually four packages that we'll discuss today. Three of them were included as part of the governor's budget. The first one is would actually add two positions, an investigator two position and office specialist two, to help reduce the backlog of discipline cases. As Ms. Chambers talked about yesterday, or I'm sorry, Chamberlain discussed yesterday, they have the number of cases that are coming in actually exceeds the number of cases that they can process. This would allow them to cut down the turnaround time from somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 months to hopefully less than 1 year. The agency did request these as two permanent positions. The legislative fiscal office is recommending these positions be approved as limited duration positions so that the impact of these positions can be reviewed during the next legislative session.
And committee members, I would just say, if any questions or discussion points as we go along, just please feel free to chime in.
The legislative fiscal office did make a couple of reductions in this package. One of them is to the attorney general's charges. What had happened is originally the agency had come in before they had made some changes, and we discussed them a little bit yesterday. They made some changes internally which have helped bring down some of their AG costs, and I think they should be commended for doing that. It allowed me to take a reduction in their budget. And then there was also some expendable property for these two positions that seemed to be a little excessive. After discussion with the agency, they agreed that they could take a reduction there of about $5,000. So the LFO recommendation is basically a $28,000 reduction to the governor's recommended budget and to have the positions be approved as limited duration positions. If there's no questions, I'll continue on. Package 101 is for some system support. We had a discussion about this also yesterday. Ms. Chamberlain talked about there's a contract that they've had for a number of years with an individual. And actually, as Representative Morgan mentioned, this is one of the steps that the agency has taken to help with less people in the office. They've made their systems much more efficient and been able to do a lot of other things with their systems. This person has actually helped implement a lot of those things. This package would actually add a position and reduce some of the professional services in the budget. And then there's also some SNS in here to do some of the data, continue with the data maintenance and enhancements, and that was discussed yesterday also. There's also some recurring requests of $15,000 to complete normal replacement of the personal computers. And I think, as Ms. Chamberlain mentioned yesterday, some of them need to be updated just so that they have better response times more than anything else. Again, LFO would recommend this package, but again, we would recommend, being that this is a fairly major change for the agency, that this position be approved as a limited duration position instead of permanent, again, so that it would be reviewed during the next legislative session. The last package is package 102. This is the package asks for a permanent halftime position. In our discussions, it was, I think the agency realized that there was a little mistake made in their budget. They had originally thought that they had a halftime permanent and a halftime limited duration position. In going through their budget, it was found that they only had a limited duration position. So the legislative fiscal office, in reviewing this, has decided that it does, to get them back to the status quo, they actually need another 0.5 FTE and some additional funds to go with that. What this package is going to do, though, is take a limited duration position that's been around for two biennia and actually make it a permanent position. And LFO would recommend that the full one FTE and the position be made permanent. Package 060 is a technical adjustment. as I mentioned yesterday, the agency had actually come in during December because they had a shortage of limitation. And what this will allow the budget to do is actually reflect true costs. You'll notice that it nets to zero, but it allows the facility's rent portion of their budget to actually truly be reflected in what their actual costs are, taking some reductions in some areas where they've actually been borrowing money from these accounts anyway to pay this one. It nets to zero. It's basically a cleanup, and it's $10,000. So LFO would recommend approval of that package also. And that's the last policy package. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, we could probably do 801 also, couldn't we?
Actually, 801 is not a policy package. This is for our statewide adjustments. There aren't any at this time.
Oh, okay. So
this is an amendment to the appropriation bill.
Okay. Then, Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the LFO recommendations.
Senator Devlin has moved approval of the LFO recommendation.
Yeah.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Okay, without objection, the motion carries. Performance measures?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, as was discussed yesterday, the agency had the performance measures approved during the interim by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. In the LFO recommendation, I think there's a couple of issues here that I would just like to have be put on the record. During that meeting, the Joint Legislative Audit Committee did mention that they had a couple of concerns. One of them is that they thought the agency still had too many performance measures, and the agency has addressed that with the proposal of deletion of three measures. There was another issue that was brought up that a couple of members of that committee actually thought that there should be some ties between student performance in the classroom and this agency. That was not enough to, there was no decision to make any changes there, but I brought that up because actually Representative Morgan asked me to remind this committee when we came to here, so I written that down as a note. I'm bringing it up as an issue. With that, LFO recommends the deletion of the three measures. To some degree, a couple of them are outside the control of the agency. One of them can actually be covered by some of the other customer service measures. You will notice that a number of their measures are customer service oriented, but as Senator Devlin mentioned, that's kind of been the issue with this agency for a while. So it probably is weighted heavily that way, but it's actually the biggest concern for this agency and has been for quite some time. To that end, there are a few of these measures, namely number 6, which is customer service. And the agency, in their last actuals, it's less than 50%, and their target was going to be 80%. With their proposed changes in the policy package, it actually increases to 91%. Legislative Fiscal Office has a little bit of a concern, though the agency only has 1 year of actual data to look at. But I think them being relatively new measures, at some point during the interim, the targets need to be looked at for how realistic they are. And as we get more data, it will help drive that. I will also say that the document that's in front of you has already been reflecting the changes, the new targets that the policy packages would, the effect of the policy packages on these targets. In looking at them, I think the impact is probably realistic. I still have some question about whether these targets are valid or not, but I mean, we can have that discussion in the interim, and as they get more data, I'll look at that. So with that, we would approve the request for the key performance measures for 0709.
So I had a question about when you said we should look at some point in the interim. Do you know when that data might be ready? So what are we talking about, when?
Mr. Chair, I've talked with the agency, and I think part of it is they're just new, and so some of them will come in at different points in time. The customer service survey goes out in September, is that right?
It goes out monthly with the renewals.
but you report on it.
So, annually.
Yes. So they report on it once a year. And as we see, it's that one in particular, number six, is I think the biggest, where the target is not close to what their actual data was. Again, it was only 1 year, and it'll be interesting to see what the impact is. And it'll give the agency a chance to see what these packages do for the impact on the actual data.
Thank you. Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question of Mr. Hill. Why is it that the performance measure number five is the targets are in percentages? Is that just a typo? The metric seems to be the number of discipline-related workshops provided to educators annually. Is that the percentage of educators covered, or is that the number of workshops? Or
it actually is the number of workshops. Do you want to speak to that?
Chair Galizia, Representative Edwards, the it's in percentage because the chart and graph that we were given in the Excel sheet forced me to convert things to percentages in the and so while I knew it was a number, we were hitting 100% and in terms of our numbers. So and actually almost all performance measures are measured by a percent. I was actually trying to figure out how I could represent that as a percentage, but we pulled the number out of a hat in terms of what we thought our staff capacity was to go out and deliver the workshops. But interestingly, the demand is up, and we have more people who can do this. So I don't know either what it measures other than that we're out in the field. So
if you don't have a follow-up, somebody will.
Go ahead. Yes. So I'm still curious, what exactly the number represents? I mean, it's 20% of what?
Well, that target should be 100.
Mr. Chair, Representative, I believe that this actually is the number that that the agency has in here. If you look at their performance data that they actually turned in here, their goal was to have 15 workshops per year, and they have reached that goal at 100%. So the way that it's displayed here actually, I think, should be as a percentage, and probably that's a better way of displaying it, because you're right, just listing out the number of workshops doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay, but why is that number 28?
That's probably the number of workshops.
That's how many workshops there were?
15 in 2006.
Do you understand how it got to?
And actually, Mr. Chair, I think the problem here is that it's not really a percentage, even though this is a percent sign here. This was the total number of,
yeah.
It was true.
It was a typo.
Exactly what you said. It was the number of workshops, not a percentage of workshops.
Okay.
So we should fix that.
But so, yes.
Actually, I think probably what would be better is to make it a percentage of their goal, and that way then
correct.
Everything is exactly the same.
Right.
Okay.
So instead of number, just simply substitute the word percentage.
And yes,
percentage
and
of target.
Percentage of the target.
Yeah.
Like everything else is.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
Well, I remember Ms. Chamberlain was saying that there was one tech guy who was around for a long time, and I guess he didn't help you with that Excel spreadsheet. So.
No,
he's gone. He's gone. All right, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the approval of the LFO performance measures with the correction identified to performance measure number five.
Senator Devlin has moved approval of the LFO performance measure recommendation with the correction on key performance measure number five. Any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin.
I move 5540 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin has moved Senate Bill 55
as amended.
Senate Bill 5540 as amended with a due pass to the full committee. Are there? Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. So, carriers. Representative Morgan.
No.
Representative Edwards.
Edwards for Jensen.
J.
Jensen has
oh my God.
Very much.
Representative Jensen, thank you. Great to have the floor.
I think I'm doing OHSU, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm doing OHSU. That's all I need to say.
I can carry to the floor. And
Senator Starr, would you carry to the Senate floor?
Sure, I'd do whatever you want.
All right. Thank you, so Senator.
Would you switch with me and carry OHSU?
Sure.
No. So Senator Starr will carry to the Senate floor, Senator Devlin to the full committee. And unless there are any other comments or questions. So with that, we are adjourned.
You say you'd like very much.